Chapter 7. A Stabbing in the Tavern. Phoebus led Esmeralda down a few streets until they arrived at a tavern. There, he asked the owner to show him a room where he could sit with her. Neither of them knew that Claude had been following them, or that he had seen them walking into the room in the tavern. Without being seen by anyone, Claude climbed some stairs and found a place exactly above the room where Esmeralda and Phoebus were sitting. Some broken floorboards had been removed, and new ones were piled up to replace them. Through the hole in the floor, Claude could clearly see and hear everything that was happening in the room below. "What's your name, and where do you come from?" Phoebus asked.
"My name is Esmeralda, and I have been travelling with my whole tribe for many years," Esmeralda answered. "That is how gypsies live."
"Are your parents with the tribe?" was Phoebus's next question.
"I don't know my real parents. I was adopted by a tribe when I was a little baby," Esmeralda recounted. "Here, do you see the small bag? I always wear it around my neck. I won't show you what's in it, because it's a secret, but I was told this might help me to find my real parents one day."
As Phoebus was listening to Esmeralda, he was moving closer and closer to her. She was an innocent young girl, and this was the first time that she had been so close to a man. Her heart started to beat fast.
"Phoebus, I love you," she whispered in a timid voice. "I have loved you since the first moment I saw you, when you saved me from my attackers."
"Oh, Esmeralda, I love you too," Phoebus answered immediately and embraced her. Of course, Esmeralda didn't know that he said the same thing to many other girls. He was always ready to tell a lie in order to win a girl's heart. During this time, Claude was lying close to the hole in the floor, watching the scene below. He was becoming more and more anxious. He was mad with jealousy, an emotion he had never experienced in his life. When Phoebus kissed Esmeralda, Claude moved and made a noise. Esmeralda looked up and saw him through the hole in the ceiling.
"There's someone watching us," she shouted in fear.
At that moment, Claude jumped through the wooden ceiling. He had a knife in his hand, and he stabbed Phoebus with it. This happened very quickly, and Phoebus didn't even see what was happening. He fell down without making a sound. Esmeralda fainted immediately from the shock. When she woke up, the room was full of soldiers. Some of the soldiers were carrying away Phoebus's body. Claude had disappeared, but he had left his knife there.
"You evil woman! You killed Captain Phoebus!" said one of the soldiers to Esmeralda. "We're arresting you and taking you to the judge."
"No, no, I didn't kill Phoebus. I love him with all my heart," cried Esmeralda, and tears flowed down her face. "A man jumped down from the room above and stabbed Phoebus. I couldn't see his face because it was covered."
But the soldiers didn't believe Esmeralda. They tied her hands and forced her to walk with them to the court of justice. In the court, the judge said,
"You are accused of killing an important soldier, a captain. I have also been told that you are a witch. The punishment for both crimes is death."
"But I didn't kill him," Esmeralda protested. "And I'm not a witch. I'm a gypsy girl who loved the captain. I could never kill him."
Esmeralda continued crying and protesting her innocence. But after a while, she thought to herself,
"Phoebus is dead, and I don't want to live without my love. Maybe it's better to die."
"I'm guilty of whatever you say," Esmeralda said finally to the judge.
I want to die. Please just let me die quickly.
I will grant your wish, said the judge. I'm certain that you are a witch. I've heard that you do tricks with a goat. You tell it secrets, and it listens to you. Only witches can do that. I'm also sure that you killed the captain. Only you were in the room where it happened. The soldiers said nobody else was there. You will be hanged for your crimes.
The judge called the guards.
Take the gypsy girl and put her into the dungeon. Her punishment will come very soon.